Hi, this is David McGilvery on the 29th of July, Sunday. We're at the Olympic Park complex in Stratford here, just looking to see if we can get into the Olympic Park, actually, to see what this live site experience is like, and actually just the viewing experience is like. Now, we hadn't booked tickets to get into the park, and there's been a real kind of problem, really, about tickets. There's only about 10,000 tickets that have been released for the park each day. There's thousands of people around Olympic Park here clearly trying to get in, and one of the issues that people are addressing is that they really want to just experience the park. They want to actually just go in and see the architecture, they want to go in and actually see around the whole space, the buildings, and just actually kind of join into the atmosphere. But all the volunteers, etc., are telling people just to go away, really, because there's no way that you're going to get into the park because there's only 10,000 tickets released and they were all bought via the internet, so people are being told that it's sold out. It's causing kind of real upset for people. They really just want to go in and experience. We've been speaking to some international visitors who were saying, at Sydney we were able to go into the park and experience the park, and that was really part of the experience of coming, even if you didn't have tickets for the venue. And that's not the case here. As you enter Stratford Station, you're now getting a lot of people telling you on megaphones that if you do not have tickets, then you'll not be able to enter the park. So clearly they are trying to manage the situation. But there is a lot of confusion, I think, about how people can get here, because apparently the BBC has been promoting on its website that you can actually now get tickets for the park at the Olympic Stadium when you come here, or be able to buy tickets and get in. And I think a lot of this fits in with the kind of wider narrative around about venues and seating and ticketing, because obviously there's some tickets, lots of the venues have been empty in terms of lots of empty seats being shown, so the kind of whole empty seats debate versus we can't even enter the Olympic Park, I think is likely to create a bit of angst amongst the general public. And I think there is a story here that's developing around about how people experience an Olympics, and we have to accept that there's some atmosphere tourism issues here, that people just want to be part of it. So I think it's something that we'll be talking about more over the next few days.